The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple, yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco.
The After Show. The After Show. Hi, everybody. It's the After Show. The show after the show. And the apocalypse is over. And we're back.
Thank God, because that was really stressful.
And now it's back to our regularly scheduled program, which is eating. It's going to the movies, watching movies, smoking cigars.
You know, I went to the movies this week.
You really went?
Yeah.
Regular movie.
Fall Guy or something?
Oh, how was that?
I didn't think it was very good at all.
So I'll probably like it.
Yeah, it was inane. You like that kind of thing.
I do.
But I got
A lot of foolish humor?
Yeah, gratuitous stunts and that kind of nonsense. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I know you would. But, Dave, I got large popcorn, large Diet Coke.
Okay.
How much?
Large popcorn. I'm gonna go with $5 for the large popcorn and $3.95 for the large soda. $9 plus tax. You're $10.
Just under 20, $19 and some odd.
So really, a popcorn is...
Yeah. The popcorn was probably $12 or something.
Wow.
What does that cost them? 10 cents?
Right.
If that.
Yeah. And the Diet Coke was 7 and change.
Popcorn principle really should be about how they're ripping us off for popcorn.
Fountain soda, yeah.
Wow.
How sad is that?
And how much for a ticket to the movies?
Well, I went during the day.
Oh, senior.
Well, and yeah, it turns out if you're already at the matinee, it's only 50 cents more off for the senior.
So you'd say, no, keep it. I don't.
And about that was with the fees, right? Because I did it online. It was 25, so just a little more than the popcorning.
$25 for a ticket to the matinee?
Well, there were for two.
Okay. My God, I have no idea what things cost.
Yeah.
So two people to go to the movies and a matinee.
Yeah, $45.
And if it was the regular movie, what do you think?
Two. I don't know.
Now, obviously more than 50.
The theater down here, at least up to two years ago.
You split the popcorn, but you didn't split the soda.
I didn't give her anything.
No? All right.
I mean, I think she had a little popcorn and then said it was too salty.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah.
But I ate it all.
For $100, you can rent the theater out that's down the street.
Used to during COVID.
You don't think they'll do that anymore?
No. That was the best bargain in the world.
That was awesome.
Yeah. I did it 4 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
$100, you get the whole place.
That seems fair.
Oh, yeah, and God. If you want to make the sexy time...
And
you just do it.
You paid 50 and you're with other people.
You don't even like other people.
Right.
You pay
another 50.
Imagine if you could double down and not have to deal with people.
Absolutely, I would get a whole theater for me.
All right. I went to the movies by myself, but it was in the living room. And my wife did walk through once and say, "What are you watching?" Which was the Pop-Tart movie. The Pop-Tart movie is near and dear to us for a few different reasons, with ridiculous flavor notes when it came to cigars. It butter with a Pop-Tart started, and that was La Gianna Maduro, butter on a Pop-Tart. And also...
I thought that was Raisin Toast.
Oh, it was Raisin Toast. What was butter on a Pop-Tart?
I don't know. Maybe the natural.
Yeah, okay. But... Me and Ed used to do the Snack Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Those are out there. if you look hot enough, don't. But if you did, and we learned a lot about different snacks, including popcorn, Pop Tarts, which could be considered a breakfast or a snack. It can be used at both.
At which point do you just acknowledge that it is a lectin bomb?
It possibly is.
It's all lectins.
Yeah.
But we don't care enough to acknowledge it. Lectins are only real in your mind.
I am just bringing it to your attention so that maybe eventually one of you will make good choices about your food.
I doubt that.
No, you will. You used to have nothing but lectins before. You ate lots of things that had seeds on it for years and years and told me that that was the way to live your life. Mm-hmm. And that this meat thing was bad for you because of hormones and all kinds of shit. But we're not supposed to be eating animals and all this. And then a couple of years go by and it goes completely the other way. So you're out of your friggin' mind.
Well, Dave, once...
Figure it out. Figure out what you're going to be. Or...
once he's dead, we're never going to talk about lectins again,
no,
right?
No. Ridiculous. Lectin free. So a movie's coming out. We heard about it in advance because our buddy Bill Burr is in the movie, along with a lot of big celebrities that are in there. But Unfrosted. Jerry Seinfeld, is that his premiere movie? Did he?
No, he also gave us that abortion called the B-movie.
Okay.
Right. I think this is the first one he directed, maybe. He wrote the B thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, so this movie is Unfrosted, so it's a Pop-Tart Unfrosted.
Which is better. It's better. Yes. There's less sugar.
Actually, it is better because it actually tastes better to me.
Because the frosting is gross.
Well, Ed Sullivan's job was to bring in a Pop-Tart one day because we were going to do an experiment with peanut butter on it to see how different that this works.
Because it doesn't have enough lectins by itself. Let's spread more.
Peanuts are bad too.
Peanuts are bad. Oh. They're a legume. They're not even a nut. They call them peanuts. They're not even nuts.
But he came in with the frosted Pop Tart, which just wasn't acceptable.
Disgusted you.
Yeah, I did. I was really bothered by it.
And I would like to point out that that box lasted about a week because he did eventually eat them.
Yes.
They still talk to him. Like the donuts.
I think Blanco stole some.
He definitely did.
Yeah.
He definitely did.
It's the Breakfast of Champions. But Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart movie by Jerry Seinfeld, premiered last week. I thought I was really good. I got up in the morning and I put it on and I only got about 45 minutes in and I had to stop because I had to go to work. Then I saw Ed that saw it in its entirety before I got up.
I was done watching by 5:30 at the latest. Yeah,
yeah. So
it was important.
You were one of the first. I was probably one of the first, but not the first. I think you might have been the first. This movie takes place in Michigan in 1963. Kellogg's versus Post. This is the cereal war. That these were the rivals, a race to create a pastry that would change the face of breakfast forever.
And it did, didn't it?
It did. A tale of ambition, betrayal, sugar.
Betrayal with a Pop-Tart.
Yeah. Menacing milkmen.
Menacing.
Menacing milkmen. Menacing milkmen. Yeah. Unfrosted stars writer-director Jerry Seinfeld. Starts off in a diner. There's Jerry Seinfeld in a diner, much like the diner I had in 1978.
So was it anything like the diner that they would sit in Seinfeld? Did they have a little throwback?
Nope. This is the old cable car diner one.
All right.
So first off, I'm going to throw something at you. You know Fruit Loops cereal, right?
I'm aware of Fruit Loops, yeah.
Spell it.
Frootloops.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Turns out they didn't spell it Fruit because, ready? There's no fruit in it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. So you're going to learn things
you
like
thought
this.
You were eating health food?
Fruit Loops.
I counted
if
that
they were
as
called vegetable loops, you'd think there's vegetables.
Well, you got Apple Jacks, which is the same thing, but that has bits of dehydrated apple on it.
A is for apple. J is for Jacks.
Yeah.
Cinnamon toasted apple Jacks.
I hate my life.
You got Rice Krispies. So Rice Krispies.
You know what those are made out of?
Rice?
Rice.
Okay.
So they put the word, they spell it correctly at the beginning.
So... you remember the guys in the Rice Krispie things? Do you remember who they were?
The three guys, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
And Boing.
So Boing.
There was Boing, and
it was the perverted half Mexican one.
They cut him out so the split would be three ways. Mm-hmm. So Boing was thrown out. You got to learn all these things when you listen.
There were really three guys?
There were four.
There were four guys.
Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Boing. And they said, why should we have this Boing guy? We're just going to throw him out, and it'll be split three ways.
Between cartoons?
Yes.
They had people mascots in the movie.
Yes. I need a little sidebar with Ed, so just block your ears for a second. Is this the day that he's finally losing it, or does this really happen?
Well, it happens in the movie.
Okay.
I think only one thing in the movie was true, and they actually put on the screen. This is actually true.
Gotcha.
So a lot of the movie is made up.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. F-R-U-I-T.
Yeah.
F-R-O-O-T, because there's actually no fruit in it. And that was harmful to their campaign, but you learn a lot of things when you watch this movie. Like us, that at the end of the day or something, we say, let's have a cigar together. Some people say, let's have a beer together. Let's have a bowl of cereal. Let's bowl up. This is a thing.
Bowling up.
Bowling up.
I always thought that that would happen like in an alley.
No.
No. Well, in college, when we went bowling, it was to drink tiki bowls. It wasn't to eat cereal.
Well, I think this becomes a thing. After work, like on a Friday night or something, let's bowl up.
Can I have steak in my bowl?
Would no, that be okay? No, I can eat cereal.
I can eat it with a spoon.
No,
it's just cereal. Cut it small.
And milk.
I'm out. And I'm out on both.
It's bowl up.
A2 milk?
No. Instead of the stars, they have a tasting panel there. They're called...
The boners?
Taste pilots. Taste pilots.
Huh.
They were smoking cigars in one scene. Did you notice that, Ed Sullivan?
I don't know if I did. What, wow. What scene was that?
They were in the office. They lit up some cigars. I, of course, stopped and rewound to look at the band to see what it was. And if I had to tell you, had a bet what it is, I would say it's Neanderthal.
Get out of here.
Yep. I would say it's Neanderthal.
Really?
Now you're going to have to watch it again, right?
Oh, can you tell me where in the movie it happens?
When they're in the office, Ed.
Yeah, it's
before you took the break to come to work?
After.
Or after, okay. After. So it's after the first 45 all minutes.
Right. And the world-famous New England Cigar Expo announcer, Bill Burra.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in the movie as JFK, John F. Kennedy.
No shit.
Because this is happening there. Mm-hmm. I think he did a damn good job. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And you want to follow the movie till it ends and then stay in the movie theater, in my case, my living room, and then you see the
outtakes.
The outtakes, and it's even better.
Yeah.
All right.
It might have been the best part of the movie, Bill Burr's outtake.
Yeah. So lots of Easter eggs in it. You like that type of thing.
I love that.
You end up seeing it. So I think it's going to be one of those movies you're going to watch over and over and over again and then see things you didn't see before, like the cigar in it that Ed Sullivan's going to, if he watches a second time, he won't.
You think it's Neanderthal?
I do.
No shit.
Because
you'd think that they would.
Strip with a small thing in there. It's kind of blurry, but I go, okay, I think that's Neanderthal.
So strange that they wouldn't have gone with a cigar that may have existed in the 60s.
I think they went so it looked very generic from the far, and that it was the cigar that it does the after show. You know, it's brought to you by Roma Craft is the after show, which is what we're on. So why shouldn't it be? We're going to be talking about it then. That will help their ratings and viewership. So they're figuring, why not, right?
And it has happened.
Jerry Seinfeld is a cigar smoker, by the way.
He is a cigar smoker. In fact,
Bill Burr is a cigar smoker.
He smokes cigars with Bill Burr in his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. He also smokes with Steve Harvey. Anybody that smokes cigars that went on that show, he smoked with him.
You know who didn't smoke cigars on that show? John F. Kennedy, where it was Bill Burr, and he didn't smoke cigars during it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
That would have been the perfect time to end up having it, but they got it in elsewhere in it. So I got some reviews on it, but first, let's make some beautiful music with Avo.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars.
It works.
Yeah, it always works. All right, I got the correct lyrics to this one.
How about if I do one for you? Because I thought of one in the shower this morning.
Really?
But the only problem is that
I'm ready.
The artist that I have of the song, I think, is a remake. So, but
of course it is, because that's all you play is remakes.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the Linens.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Linens. I don't want to change your life, but there's a one-wing glow and the stars are round, but I really want to see you tonight. I Really Want to See You Tonight is the name of the song, and it's by a guy's name. Starts with an O.
Orgasm.
No, like something O'Brien or something Irish.
See, I have the Barry Manilow version.
Yeah, it's not Barry Manilow.
No. I have two Barry Manilow versions.
Was England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I get a half a point for that?
How's sure. I
don't give a shit. Well, and Ed looked it up.
Dave, your half a point? Truncated to zero.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I understand. Do we want to do this?
Yeah, we do.
I'll do it anyway. If you see a faded sign at the side of the road, Mr. Jonathan.
You're a piece of shit. It's Love Shack. I hate that song. It's the B-52s.
It is. He always did hate that song.
I remixed the song. It's 5.5, almost 5.75 minutes, and I cut it down to like 3:15.
Hmm.
I skipped the whole last thing and just get him to Tin Roof Rusted so I can stop being in agony.
Hmm. You know all the words to it.
Never playing that song ever again.
You say that until they say, can you play that thing? You're not like me. I was so demanding of not playing requests. I ended up marrying the girl, right? It's a long story.
The only lyrics I know from that song are "The Love Shack." That's it.
Tin roof rusted.
Yeah, that's the end of the song.
No?
And you have to play it all the way to the end, or they get pissed. That's why.
That's not the end. Then it starts up again. Boom, 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 boom. Then it goes again in my version, which is the extended long dance version.
I stop it,
and I have
rusted.
At least two, maybe three copies of it.
Mm.
So, what would you say before I read some of the reviews? If you were to give a one sentence review of the movie, what would you say?
It's not a particularly good movie, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, I liked it. I think it'll be around a long time. It's one of those that
becomes quotable.
Yes.
Gets a cult following after the fact.
It is. It's going to be around a long, long time.
Like,
so
Office Space didn't do shit in the theaters, and it's a cult classic.
Huge.
Now.
There we go. Huge.
Yeah, this is, do you remember the movies, Cannonball Runs and stuff? It's like that type of thing. There's a lot of famous people in it. Not all that great, but there's a lot of things.
It's a lot of nonsense.
It's like a fun, silly movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the families will be watching it. I don't know if it turns into a Thanksgiving Day, but it has no holiday attached to it at all, right?
No.
No.
The holiday that would be most associated with cereal?
With a Pop-Tart, the answer would be a hurricane or some sort of snowstorm.
Oh,
right.
To watch it during snowstorms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Because the frosting looks like snow.
No. The number one selling item at Walmart's is a Pop-Tart right before a snowstorm. And it's a strawberry Pop-Tart, and it's a fact.
Because if you're trapped for years, they're still good.
They're good. They still are good, and they're healthy for you, even though there's no fruit in it.
Yeah, but Tony the Tiger had a pretty big role.
He did.
Yeah. That was Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Right? They're great. Awesome. And then they said, we don't like
awesome.
It. And then he said something else, and he says, wow, that was great. And they go, oh, my God, that's it. And so you're going to learn all these things of how it came. Why is the Pop-Tart shaped the way it's shaped?
Because it fits in a toaster oven.
No. Fresh Boyardee Chef Boyardee made a ravioli, and then they was patented from a ravioli of, okay, we'll get the sides down and things and put the filling inside. So it was a ravioli because it was Chef Boyardee's canned raviolis turned into a pup tart. So you see how that whole emerged.
So I know one little
Jack LaLanne's in it. Jack LaLanne's in the movie.
Really, Jack LaLanne?
No.
No.
Because he died.
He died.
Because he died, the healthy guy.
You know, Combos, the snack, Combos, was started from like a focus group where they were trying to come up with a snack and they wanted to be able to have cheese in it and be able to deliver that because cheese was on the rise with all the dairy is good for you propaganda that was being put out on the TVs in the 80s.
Like the lectins of the 2020s?
That Combos came out of a think tank for snacks.
Well, the ravioli was the pup tart. This is so much on there that can be learned, and you should watch it next week and come back and see how you feel.
I'll see if I can watch it tonight.
The second funniest part.
I don't have Netflix, so I got to go to someone's house that has Netflix.
Second funniest part, it wasn't even a line from the movie. They were just showing cereal names that were rejected.
Yes.
And they had a bowl that looked like Cheerios that was called Grandma's Holes.
Oh, God.
It was rejected. Never made it to the shelf. If you have a box of those, you got gold.
It's not appetizing.
No. They thought. So here's some of the reviews that I got on there because it's not getting great reviews. Too much sugar and crust, not enough filling. Like the Pop-Tart.
Oh, mean.
Yep. If Pop-Tarts are barely a breakfast, Unfrosted is barely a movie.
Oh, boy.
The kind of bad film that is so unofficially bland that it doesn't even have the nerve to stick around in the mind of the memorable disaster.
Hmm.
A flaky comedy. Hmm. See, when they make fun of it, at least they put some energy and effort into it instead of it sucked or anything. A flaky comedy because it's flaky pastry.
I got go there. Right there with you.
We're here for the jokes, and most are good.
Really?
So that's somebody that said that liked it. Hmm. This film is so eager to please that it ends with a song and dance number and bloopers. It's true.
It had
a song at the end, and everybody was singing it. Catchy.
And you know who the most evil person in the Milk Mafia is?
Yes, there is a Milk Mafia.
Is it John F. Kennedy? Damn it.
It's Peter Dinklage.
Really?
Yeah.
The midget.
Yeah, he's in charge of the Milk Mafia.
There we go. A star-studded, mostly laughless oddity. Oh, well, perhaps the best response to junk food is junk cinema.
Huh.
High fructose fun. This goofy origin story is like a delicious frosting on top.
Hmm.
Unfrosted goes well beyond its expiration date. And that is Unfrosted. And this is the first movie review I think we've ever done. We're waiting on Mr. Jonathan to do it on The Godfather 1
right.
and 2. But that is Unfrosted on the after show. What does it have to do with cigars? I think there's a Neanderthal in the movie. There's lots of things like that you got to look for, and that is it. So,
have you ever put butter on a pop tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a pop tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
I was waiting for it. I figured it was going to get in here as it should. And that is it for the after show. Next week, Imposter Cigar Brands and Accessories. Man, I'm starting to see so many again. We did the show years ago.
Right.
Showed some Imposter brands. I have a editorial I did on the Cigar Authority years ago. You can look it up of Imposter brands. But I got a whole bunch of new ones because they just keep coming out. You go to a trade show and you see all these things that are out there. New Imposter cigar brands and accessories next week right here on the Cigar Authority.
Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.